You're listening to the Michigan Talk Network, MTN, the home of more talk now.
All right, welcome back to it on a Friday. I mean, I read some good columns. You know, I read columns every day, and there's a couple of decent ones, but really great columns. You know, I don't see those too often. Really great columns. But I saw one here a couple of days ago. And it's from our good friend Liz Peek from Fox News and the Fiscal Times, wrote a great column. And I want to read you the first paragraph here. The first paragraph: America, stop apologizing. Stop apologizing for being successful, for believing in God, for loving your country, for respecting your rivals, for everything you did or said when you were a teenager, for speaking your mind, and for apologizing. Stop cowering before the radical correctness police whose legitimacy depends on depicting our nation as a cesspool of racism and inequity. I mean, it's just brilliant. And for God's sake, stop trying to be woke when you have no idea what that actually means. I mean, I think it's just beautiful. Have we gotten her yet? Liz, I'm telling you, I read a lot of columns. I do. This is one of the best columns I've ever read from anyone. I think it's tremendous. It's perfect. It's on point. And I commend you for writing it.
Thank you. Well, you know, sometimes you just get so outraged about a particular thing that it kind of happens. And I am just so sick of everyone. You know what it is? It's the mob. The mob online, the social media mob, has intimidated Americans and intimidated their politicians to the point everyone's afraid of their own shadow. It is offensive to me. You know what? People said stupid things when they were 17. You get over it. I mean, it's not a life-changing event. People, you know, don't stick with the same philosophy for their entire lifetime. Honestly, all this tripwire, all these tripwires that have been put out there by liberals, it really makes me scream. And no one is more offensive on this than Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She has enormous Twitter following, enormous social media following. That is how she has become one of the most powerful people in politics today. And that should worry everybody.
I've said for many weeks now that she is the most dangerous person in America because she has all of these followers and she doesn't know much of anything about much of anything. And, right. and a dangerous person is a person who's has very little knowledge, but is extremely arrogant about, you know, the facts don't really matter because this is how I feel. Well, that's, you know, I mean, really, that's what we're going with? It's absurd.
That's exactly right. And yesterday was a good example when she took on Jamie Dimon. Now, Jamie Dimon is someone who runs one of the world's most complex and biggest financial institutions, J.P. Morgan.
Correct.
She thinks she has a better grip on economic reality because the discussion point was the Green New Deal. Jamie Dimon had the temerity to suggest that it wasn't a very realistic approach to trying to curb climate change. AOC's opinion was she knew better than he did because, after all, the banks had been complicit in the financial crisis, which, by the way, is not entirely true, but that's an argument for another day. But to me, to have a 29-year-old, no matter how brilliant they are, take on one of the world's greatest financial thinkers and not have any self-awareness whatsoever that maybe he knows stuff that she doesn't know, honestly, it's pretty unbelievable, isn't it?
It's galling, frankly.
Yeah,
galling. You know, and I look at her every day and I think to myself, Boston University must be proud. I mean, just like I'm going, look at this. I mean, in most respects, in many respects, she's an imbecile on so many things. I mean, the unemployment's so low because people have two jobs, you know, just comes to mind. And I could go through a whole list of things that she has
said.
That's
the thing. And she has no appetite for being corrected. She dismisses any kind of pushback as people being overly concerned with details. No, people are actually concerned about how things work, and she doesn't understand how things work. And I think she might be pretty bright. I have no idea, really. She boasts that her test scores are in the 99th percentile. I'd be very interested to know if that's true. Perhaps it is true. But the truth is she hasn't learned very much. And there's a difference between being bright and being educated. To me, when you say Boston University, let's think about this. She came out of Boston University and she was a bartender for several years. Why?
Yeah, because
why
she's so bright.
A better job?
Because her test scores are so good. Let me explain something about test scores. I've got a friend of mine. He's an architect, very accomplished architect, who graduated college with a C average. He builds homes now, multi-million-dollar homes for other C students. You know why? Because work ethic matters. And as you know, yeah. The brilliance doesn't just come in a book form. It comes in practical application, like Jamie Dimon. I'm going to guess Jamie Dimon didn't graduate with perfect 4.0s, but he understands how things work because he's in there working it every day.
Well, that's exactly right. And again, you have to have some appetite for self-improvement and learning to kind of get ahead in this world. Look, I don't know what will become of this woman. I think it's a very interesting thing to conjecture. Some people think she'll become the next president. Who knows? But what I really find offensive right now is that she's antagonizing everybody. She will turn on everyone. Don't cross her on Twitter or any other social media platform, because you will be obliterated and humiliated, not by her so much, by her mob.
Right,
and
the mob rules.
It's a little bit like saying something critical about Tesla. There is a cult following of Elon Musk and Tesla. There is a cult following of AOC, and that is what social media has contributed to our political discourse. Well, it is not a good thing.
I am certain, Liz Peek here with us on the program, I am certain that as they demand the voting age be reduced to 16, that they'll demand a reduction in how old you have to be president to 29. Because obviously this needs to happen. Otherwise, the Republic will not survive. You need reparations, government-run health care. You need to ban guns. You need to have abortion before and after the child's being born. Illegal aliens should vote. We should have a Green New Deal, open borders. We should have more income tax, wealth tax, death tax. Anti-Semitism's fine, by the way. And as a last little thing on top of all of it, we should pack the Supreme Court. You see, I understand. I get it all. That's what we need to do. Otherwise, Liz, the Republic will fail. If we don't do all of those things I just said, we're in deep trouble.
Well, I'll tell you what. Republicans have got to figure out how to keep winning some elections, or we are in deep trouble. Because what used to be sort of the crazy musings of Bernie Sanders has now become mainstream politics in this country. And I think everyone is astonished by how quickly that happened. It has certainly happened with the complicity of the liberal media, no question about it. And at some point, even they are going to stand up and say, holy crow, what did we accomplish here? This is not how this is expected to turn out.
Yeah. The crazy musings of Bernie Sanders have now become the crazy musings of a few million people. And I do think that Bernie Sanders right now is the odds-on favorite. We'll see what happens with Beto the Feckless. Who, when asked about supporting a child after they're born, whether they should get medical treatment. No, I think it's a woman's right to choose. Really? Anyhow, that's a...
Oh, my God. Yeah,
we can dig through all of that next time around, Liz, because the insanity of it all just goes on for day after day after day. Anyhow, Liz Peek, a great column. I'm putting it up on Facebook for all to read. Well done. I tip my hat, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Take care.
Liz Peek, everybody. Fabulous. Brilliant woman. Columnist, FoxNews.com and the Fiscal Times. It's Friday on the Steve Gerber Show. The MERS report is straight ahead.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our Republic, Republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans. A proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service. It's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area. Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.